this Sunday marks the return of Dancing with the Stars, and not just any season. All the finest are returning, from Best in Show, five champions involved, and a couple of wild cards as well. And one of the new boys on the scene is one of our favourites, former Bachelor himself, Matty J. Good morning, Matty. How are you?
G'day, guys. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. What am I doing?
Fair. Fair.
I mean, you're providing the lulls, if it's still cool to say lull. I'm not sure. Congratulations on your daughter, Lola, joining us Earthside so recently.
I know. I've literally just grabbed Laura to bring her away from me because she was about to start screaming. Oh. But I thought you were going to say congratulations for being on the show, and I was like, I can't really accept any congratulations because... You know, there's always one person on the show who's not that good. There's always like one person who's just there for a bit of light entertainment. And I kind of figured out that it's me. That's my role on the show.
Matty, hey, when you and Laura got hitched, like, did you do the wedding dance? Did you learn a wedding dance? Like, do you have any experience in that area?
Well, we were going to get married last year, and then we postponed it because of COVID. So we're now getting married at the end of this year. And the first dance was something that I was probably most nervous about. However, now it's going to be a medley between like a foxtrot into a samba.
Yes. Paso doble in there. Like a,
work
yeah.
it.
Now, it's going to be like a four-minute routine that I've choreographed.
I don't mind it. The rehearsals for this show would have been absolutely intense, especially for someone who's not a dancer like yourself.
Oh, intense.
Talk to us about that.
Well, I think the hardest thing was Lola was about 5 days old.
And oh my God.
As we were kind of settling into life at home with a newborn child, I was lacing up my Cuban heels and heading out the door to learn the cha-cha. So it was hard, but what made it even more difficult was the fact that I was surviving off about like three and a half hours sleep per night.
Right.
Oh, wow. I mean, breakfast radio, we kind of get it. It's not newborn level, step in that direction.
I'm barking up the wrong tree to try and get sympathy from you guys, aren't I?
Matty, it's a bit of a different season, Dancing with the Stars All-Stars, because instead of being like once a week over, you know, X amount of weeks, it's like a condensed two-week season there. You're performing every other night if you stay in the competition. How many dances, like, do you have choreographed that you know right now? Like, you'd have to have like half a dozen in the back pocket.
See, that's the hardest thing, is that we had to learn about five or six dances in preparation to making it to the very, very end. And the tricky thing is, my first dance wasn't really complete, but we kind of had to go on to the next dance. And then my second dance wasn't really finished before we had to move on to the third dance. So it's a bit of a downward spiral as time progresses.
And it's so hard to remember, Corey, if you're not a dancer.
Yeah.
Like, it's a skill set that people probably wouldn't have exercised or even really thought about how challenging it actually is. Was Ruby a great support in that space, your dance partner, Ruby, for those that don't know?
No, she really was. And I think the hardest thing for me is that when I would finally learn all the moves, get it right and do it in time to the music, she'd be like, okay, look, there's just one more thing that you need to stop doing.
Mm.
And it's called poop face. And it would be,
so
I'd have this face of strain on my face the entire dance. And she's like, you've just got to like kind of relax a little bit and try and make it look like you are somewhat enjoying it. And that was the hardest thing. I don't know if I've nailed it, so I'm waiting with bated breath to see how we go on Sunday night.
I think it's so great that this show is giving opportunity for dancers to work as well. Because with COVID, it's just been such a crap year for people that obviously get their income from performance. So was it lovely to have that experience with Ruby as well?
Yeah, and it's even funny, like all the dancers as well, like a lot of their work comes from cruise ships. Doing long performances out at sea. And obviously that side of the business has completely dried up. So a lot of these guys who are really amazing dancers, like we're talking about former national champs, people who have competed internationally, have been out of work for like 8 months. So the fact that the show's come back, like we're excited, but the dancers, for them, it's their livelihood.
Mm.
So we know that there's a lot of All-Stars talent coming back, Tom Williams just being one of those. And Tom Williams has a very iconic topless, sexy finger waggle to the camera. Oh, what is the Matty J sexy move that we might see during the season?
Well, I went to Ruby and I said, hey, look, let's look at some of the past contestants. They've got these really iconic moves. I want something that's going to be an absolute showstopper, something that they'll play for years to come as like a teaser for the show. Mm. And the best we could do was like a Sarah Marie bum dance. That's what I've got. So I don't know if it's going to be to the same level of Tom Williams, but I think it will maybe be a lasting imprint on people's memories.
Yeah, well, if you want to see Matty J shake that moneymaker, you're going to have to tune in to Dancing with the Stars All-Stars. It begins 7 o'clock this Sunday on Channel 7. Matty J, we are really looking forward to your work, especially given that you're supporting the Australian Childhood Foundation as well.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for your time, and get back to those kids.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys. See you later.